Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. And today, we will add the word peace. In this season of Advent, leading up to Christmas, we hear the word peace often. Usually, it's just a simple earthly wish based on expectations of earthly men. But man's feeble attempts to produce true peace cannot offer the comfort of a lasting peace that comes only from God. Today's reflection is on Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. There thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Let us go to the house of the Lord, the people said to David, and he was glad. In David's day, when the psalm was written, the Israelites were commanded by God to continue going up to Jerusalem to worship, and so the faithful did just that, several times a year. What made them so glad to be going? Well, I suppose it's difficult to know for sure, but one reason was probably the fact that here was where a righteous judge sat on the throne, King David. So if they had any squabbles with each other, they knew they would receive a fair hearing in dealing with the issues at hand. Another reason might have been that they would be seeing and greeting their relatives and loved ones whom they hadn't seen in a very long time. But the greatest joy for them was the opportunity to stand in the very presence of God, together with other believing Israelites, to worship, pray, and give thanks. Are you glad when someone invites you to church? Are you excited and glad when you are the one inviting? Or are you nervous, tentative, offended, afraid, or put off? Satisfaction in so many parts of life often comes down to expectations. When you are preparing to go to church, do you go with certain expectations? That the pastor will give a rousing sermon? That the choir will sound beautiful? That all the hymns that are sung and the accompanying organ or piano will be at just the perfect speed and enthusiasm? Or perhaps the church will not run longer than it's supposed to? Well, if that's all you are expecting, prepare to be disappointed. But if you go expecting to meet your Lord and Savior by hearing His word preached, if you go expecting to see, touch, and taste the very body and blood of Christ through Holy Communion, if you go to church expecting to have your soul cleansed with the forgiveness of your sins, and if you go expecting to be refreshed, renewed, restored into a right relationship with God, then you most certainly will be glad and never disappointed. When we come into the Lord's house, just like the Israelites, we are standing in the presence of God, embraced by His loving arms, safe from the threats and ugliness of the world outside His house, protected from the evil darts of Satan, encouraged by God's words of hope, comfort, and joy. And yes, we can know His peace in the knowledge of the power and majesty of God, our good and righteous judge. Here is where the Lord has called us to be, as often as it is offered, to be gathered unto Him, so that we can be strengthened, not only by the Word of God, but by fellow Christians as well. God has instituted the church to be our place of respite and forgiveness, a place where we can learn who God is, what He has done for us, and how we are to live our lives according to His will. I confess, I don't always come into church with a song in my heart and joy in my step. Last week is a case in point. I happen to be on our church council, and lately, every time we meet, we end up at some point arguing, accusing, and offending one another, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not. We've argued over how to spend money, how to get more money in, how to run our Sunday school, how to balance the budget, how to help the poor, even what kind of food to serve at fellowship. If I could add an expectation to the above list, I would say, don't expect everybody to get along. We are, after all, still sinful, no matter how many times we make it to church. Well, last Sunday I came into church, sat down in a pew, and while I was reading the bulletin, I caught a glimpse of a few of those individuals I'd had conflicts with, and my blood pressure started to rise. My thoughts dashed sinfully back to the last board meeting, and I found myself putting together a case in my favor to bring up at the next meeting. I certainly had a few things I know everyone will want to hear. Well, thankfully, the service then began with the children's Christmas program, and we heard the story of Gabriel, the angel, announcing the spectacular miracle of the birth of Jesus through the Virgin Mary. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. That is found in the book of Luke, chapter 1. And to that, in faith, Mary humbly responds, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. God's word through the voices of the children that morning struck my heart and my mind, convicting me and comforting me at the same time, prompting me instantly to offer up a quick prayer, repenting of my evil thoughts and plans against the people I love. And then there was a definite feeling of the peace of God's abiding love and forgiveness settling upon me, a saving peace which we will soon celebrate in the baby Jesus on Christmas Day that reminded me of how glad I am to be able to come into the house of the Lord. It freed me of all the rotten thoughts about my fellow pew warmers and replaced them with genuine love for God and for my neighbors, who at that moment were my church friends. When we come into the Lord's house, we don't come as perfect people. We don't come as healthy people. We don't come as successful people. We don't come even as happy people all the time. We come as sinners, lonely, angry, ill, afraid, and poor, and nothing the world offers can really change any of that, at least not permanently. We come into the Lord's house seeking the things that are eternal, praying for ourselves and for each other that we might endure the struggles that we face, living in the sure and certain hope of our salvation and everlasting life where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, and no more tears. We pray for peace in the church because that is how we remain close to God and to each other. The Israelites were one people, but many tribes, yet they came up to Jerusalem as one body of believers, and that is how we find ourselves today too. We come from many different walks of life, but when we gather together in faith to worship, the Lord our God is present and works to bind us to Him and to each other in peace. The Apostle Paul's words in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, speak of peace in this way. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. As you hear the word peace being sung and spoken in these coming days, may the Lord's peace draw you to Him this Advent season, wrap you in love and forgiveness, and guide you to seek His peace where it may be found, prompting you to join with the psalmist today and proclaim, I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. We pray. Lord, when we suffer, lead us in faith to seek your presence through your word and fellowship with other believers. Grant us your peace which passes all our understanding, and comfort us with your redeeming love. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.